Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the opening from now on. We got a new song from one of the guests from before. This is by Kelly's Lot. I put it up in the chat room. Like, this is called A Soldier's Oath, I'll Go.
standing up for freedom the best way I can.
I'll Go a Soldier's Oath by Kelly's Lot. It's in the chat room. You can check out the link. It's a good song. And you check out the rest of the music if you want. Let's see. Hey, I'll give you another one, buddy. This one's Kelly's Lot. I'm waiting for a couple of callers. And as soon as I get a caller, I'll stop the song. This one's called I'm Tired by Kelly's Lot.
This is a tune here and I are together. It's called Tired.
I'm tired.
didn't see. I was trying way too hard to make sure that I was free. But I knew, I still do. You know, I got a mommy, to love it.
I'm Tired by Kelly's Lot. We have I have my first caller. Hello, 619. Is that you, friend?
Of course it's me when I can get on.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. And how about yourself this evening?
Not bad. We're waiting for the porn star to call in.
Ah. Well, while you're waiting, I'm sure that did you see the email from Gift Bear? Luckily the witness was an officer that saw a car driver push a motorcyclist off the road last night?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that's in our hometown, honey.
Wow.
That's up by you. I think it was Escondido.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You sent me that today?
It went out today, yeah.
Let me check it out.
But you know what? That's no surprise. Well, actually, they're asking if there's any witnesses to prior to that accident. To see if it's a case of road rage.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if it's road rage or not. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was up in, that was in Temecula.
Temecula,
yeah, I saw that
it.
Sunday.
Well, I'm a little behind my time, honey.
Yeah,
I've been a little busy.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, but it's been on the block since Sunday.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Yeah, when they did the on the highway signs, you know, look twice for motorcyclists.
Right.
I was actually keeping score where men between the ages of 25 and 35.
Yeah.
Were actually trying to push me off the road on the bike.
Wow.
Now, when I was asking at our the debate meeting if it was happening to anyone else, I was trying to figure out if it was because I was a woman or if it was just bikers in general.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get only Mike in a debate was one that was being hassled by cars.
Wow.
Yeah. But to me, that's nothing new. I've always had that issue with cars. And again,
right.
I have a feeling that's because once they realize that, oh, it's not a guy, it's a woman, let me see how far I can push it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But at least the witness is the best witness possible, a cop.
Right.
And what did you see, officer? Well, I saw this guy push this bike off the road.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
He did exactly that.
So like I said, this is one of those times where, thank God, there was a cop in town.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? I have Fran on the phone. She's out of a Bait 6 out of San Diego. She was just telling us about a motorcyclist and his passenger that were deliberately forced off the road in front of a cop.
Wow. I only heard part of it. Cop didn't do anything?
He didn't know that there was a cop behind him.
Oh, okay. Did the cop stop him?
Oh, yeah. He got arrested right there on the spot.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me that the cop didn't do anything.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, the guy's name was Brandon Valdez. He was arrested and reportedly booked in a Southwest Detention Center not far from the crash scene on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon.
Oh, wow. Is everybody okay?
Yes.
Good.
They're banged up, but they're not dead. It's okay.
Right. Did he have a green card?
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I just put the link up in the chat room.
1 second, John, I'm on the phone.
But, Fran, you might get a kick out of this. Alicia, we've got some people listening that probably haven't heard anything about you yet. Maybe you want to give them a little brief description.
Okay, I am an adult porn star, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
Getting ready to go tomorrow to go to Miami to do a couple shoots. And we're actually getting that calendar together. We got a motorcycle shop here that is willing to let us use his shop. He does custom bikes, and he's actually building a bike with pictures of me on it. So that's pretty – I'm real excited about that.
If you have him send me the if you have him send me his link, I'll put it in the friends column for you.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Yeah, we're still working out the details. We talked to him yesterday and today. So, it's definitely something that we are, moving forward with. So we're going to try and shoot for Monday to get the calendar completed by then. So once we get all the pictures, hopefully by December 1st, we will have the calendar ready to go.
Good. That's good. And then what you asked me about, usually about 20 pictures will work.
Yeah, we already printed them out, so I'm going to sign them. And before I get on the plane tomorrow, I'm going to make sure that we have them sent to you.
Okay, and I'll send you the ad. I think I sent you the address already. I'm not sure, but I'll send it again.
Yeah, we already have that. Thank you.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. So how are you guys doing over there?
Doing good. We're just talking about the craziness that happens when you're driving out here.
Yeah. I see it here. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. But I'm glad actually a cop stopped him and arrested him, and hopefully he'll be in for a little while and know that he can't do that.
Well, hopefully he's in for a long time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
aren't the
prisons overcrowded, though, in California?
Yeah, but not for that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, if you get busted with marijuana or something, yeah, they'll put you in a drug program and let you out. But depends on the severity of and what what you're doing.
Right. Was there any type of road rage, or he just decided to do that because it was a motorcycle?
No, there it was road rage involved.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but still, that's not excusable.
Yeah, yeah.
If I can jump in a second.
Sure.
If that calendar is possible, is it possible to also put on the talk radio call into the calendar and maybe a couple of other organizations on that calendar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have, we could definitely put some, you know, some things on the back. And in the calendar itself. If you want to send me some information on what you want in there, my link is up on their site. You can contact us by that.
I'll get the link from Phil.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
All right, yeah.
And it's also up in the chat room. And according to Alicia, anybody that joins her fan page, they'll get one free pick a month.
Right.
And that's at AliciaPleasureFanClub@gmail.com. It's up in the link
right in
the chat room.
Yeah. All right,
I'll join. Can I send you an old picture and a new picture?
Sure. You can send whatever
you
want.
Put it on my birthday?
Well, Fran, she's also going to, if you join her fan page, she'll send you a pic once a month.
But if they're going to make a calendar,
can
I be on the calendar on my birthday?
Sure.
Sure you can.
Put an old bike around there. Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
That's okay.
I'll give her that to send to you. But I just unmuted Pete from Boston. Are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing, Pete?
Good.
We have Fran and Alicia on the phone. I'm sorry.
The chat room's not working on my end.
Well, the boys in blue have been trying to screw us around again tonight.
It went away, then it came back.
Yeah, just refresh it or go out and sign back in.
Oh. Anyway.
Still at it, huh?
What else is new, you know?
Not much. Well, we just, Alicia got 5,327 hits since Sunday.
Wow.
That's
great. Thank you.
Yeah, so the other pictures that you sent me, I'm going to change. They go on at midnight tonight, so I'm probably figuring 2,000 or 3,000 more hits than what you had.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Thank you so much. It's still all from around the world, right?
Right, and all your links are there.
Okay. Yeah, we went on. We saw the page. Pictures look good. Thank you.
Huh? Yeah, I went through them and I just kind of like the way you sent them to me, and then I looked at them again, and that's the order I put them in. But it's kind of a tease for what's going up tonight.
Uh oh. Oh, that could be interesting then.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to promote yourself and you're gonna let it all be hanging out there, go for it.
That's funny.
But we have Canada, New Zealand, Russia, Brazil, China, Ecuador, France, United Kingdom, Israel, Australia, Germany, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Switzerland.
Wow. Yeah, I think when we were on it, I saw something for Thailand too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's where my mom's from, Thailand, so I hold a special place in my heart, I have to say.
South Korea, we're all over the place tonight.
How many Russians you got listening?
Hang on. You would have to ask me that after I went off the page. Russia's got 1,231.
Yeah, that's because of me, I think.
Okay.
I passed the word around to my Russian brothers.
There you go. That's the way it works.
Yeah, it does.
What is this shoot in Miami you're going to do?
I'm actually going down there to do a couple videos for Scores.
Uh-huh.
So that starts on Thursday, all day Friday. So I'm leaving here tomorrow. So I should be down there tomorrow night. Exciting.
Nice weather, too.
You know what? I looked it up. There, it's in the 80s down there. So, you know, we're going to be pushing 50 if we're lucky the next couple days.
We're getting snow here on Tuesday. Boston.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, you're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
So
we
you're
had
going to get some snow, too.
Well,
you won't be here, so you won't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah, and actually, the last couple of days have been in the 70s, so it's been really nice here.
Yeah, that's going to change, though, Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I know, but hopefully I'll miss that, and I'll be in 80-degree weather.
Well, we always get slammed on the East Coast, man. You know that.
I know. And they
Snow doesn't know what it feels like to be snowed on.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, really.
You forget I'm from the Windy City, man. I remember how
Fran, though, she's from New York, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, they say we're going to get slammed this year, so better be ready for it.
Yep. This last one we just got, I lost my power for 4 days. It sucked.
Wow.
My fish died in my fish tank. Froze my ass off. We weren't prepared for that one.
Salt water or regular?
What's that?
Salt water fish or what? Regular
no,
fish?
No, just a regular fish tank, but some fish that I've had for a long time that have made it through, you know, I mean, they were old.
Right.
But they just, it got so cold in here, and I wasn't prepared, and no generator, and my fish died.
Wow, that's a shame. Sorry.
Like, obviously, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm better prepared now. I mean, that was freaky to be hit with that much snow in one day, and, you know, 500,000 people lost their power in Massachusetts.
Right.
And we were part of that for 4 days. Sucked.
Wow. Yeah, we lost it for about 10 hours, and I was ready to climb the wall.
It makes you really appreciate electricity when you lose it, you know? It's like, wow.
You know, we had that big blackout not too long ago. People were nuts over here because they didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
California's had
a few. Yes, they did.
Quite a few.
You know why? Just wait 9 months. You'll know exactly what they did.
Yeah, well, okay. You got me on that one. I'll agree.
So
this calendar, is it just going to be all you in the calendar, or is it going to be anybody else?
No, it's just going to be me, and we're working on some 12 custom bikes. So.
Okay.
Because
yeah. I have someone in the chat room said that she was willing to do porn but had no offers yet. So I sent her a message to call in.
Oh, okay. Where does she live?
In Boston.
Oh, okay. That's really not that far from here.
No.
We do have the parody that we need to still get going on. It's called the Hangover XXX parody.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we're still looking for maybe for one or two girls, some more talent. Definitely looking for a couple more male talents, too. So if anybody wants to get interested in joining us, you know, have them shoot us an email. If they're serious. I mean, not just, you know, let's try.
Well, you got a guy right there, Pete.
I knew that was coming.
You want to be a movie star?
You know, I don't know how I'll do. I'd probably do all right on, I mean, I'm, you know, I do TV and stuff and films, but I've never done anything like, well, no. I have done stuff like that with girlfriends, but not with, you know, 30 people in the room. That'd probably be difficult for me.
Yeah, it is.
It would just be awkward. You know, it'd be something I'd have to get used to.
Are you getting all tongue-tied or what, man? All I did was ask you.
No. I mean, you know, I've made videos with ex-girlfriends and shit, but I've never been on just the thought of all the lights and all the other guys hanging around and, you know, you're trying to have sex. It's awkward for me. I think it'd be awkward for anybody that's not used to it, that's not a professional. I don't know how John Holmes did 10,000 movies, you know. I mean,
you just kind of put everything out of your mind, and you just kind of got to get into the moment there, and not think about who's standing there watching you.
That's what it is.
You kind of got to do, you know, and hope everything works when it needs to.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we've had that problem more than one time. Yeah. And that was from a semi-professional, too.
I can see why that would be a problem, because even if you can get a guy that can perform and can, you know, they might finish too early or they might finish too late. Who knows? I mean, you know, I've never been on a porn set, but I can only imagine that.
That's the magic of it, though.
The struggles. I mean, you know, I go on TV a lot, and I've done films and stuff. But and that's bad enough, you know, having my clothes on. I don't know. I couldn't just. I don't know. I could probably do it, you know, but I don't know. Phil's giving me some ideas.
There you go.
But he's in California, so in California, that's popular over there. You know, we're on the East Coast. I mean, most porno movies are shot in California. You know.
Right, that or Miami.
You have the big companies out there, Jenna Jameson's company and all them, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, over here it's kind of like, I don't know, New York City though does a lot too.
Yeah, that's true. But Miami's coming in and so is Vegas now. I think Las Vegas is it's starting to get more popular there.
Yeah.
That's where they have big bands too.
I heard that.
Yeah. You know what, they probably have a little bit of everything in every town, you know, that you just never heard of.
I know a girl that, I won't say her name, but she's a friend of mine, and she's 21. She started modeling when she was 18 and 19. She did magazines, several magazines, and now she does hardcore porn. And, you know, we talk about it sometimes, and she likes it. I mean, you know, it's not something she's going to do the rest of her life, but she said that, you know, she doesn't look at it as, you know, screwing some strange guy. She looks at it as a job, you know, as something that makes her, and she makes good money. I mean, she started out just doing magazines and stuff. I followed her career, and then she started doing, you know, movies, mild type porn, you know, and then she got into the heavier stuff. You know, not the heavier stuff, but with men, you know. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of solo stuff, a lot of solo videos, and now she's full force with, you know, men, women. So she's doing good. She bought a house recently.
Wow.
And she bought a house, and she makes a lot of money. I mean, I can't believe how much she makes for a movie, you know.
Yeah, in California?
She goes not just she doesn't just shoot in California, she shoots on the East Coast as well. And,
okay.
I mean, she literally bought a house for, you know, a small house. It was about $180,000 house, not a really expensive house, but she put a large amount of money down on it, took out a mortgage, and then paid the house off in like 6 months just by her porn, because of her porn career. She was making so much money.
Right.
She paid it off, you know, and the... She paid the bank off, so she owns the house now. And she did that, you know, within a year. So I know there's money.
I'm going to jump in.
Sure.
Because I have to go back to work.
Okay.
Hopefully everybody is out there safe and good. Watch out for those vehicle drivers out there that definitely don't like us. It would be interesting to see if we could do some kind of a poll of people who... There was a poll once of all the car drivers. They hated the, what's that one big car that people hated those drivers the most?
Lincoln.
It'd be interesting to see if they still dislike that vehicle, or are we so bad that we're on that list of dislike? But it'd be interesting to see if we can do some kind of a poll of the SUV drivers versus motorcycle drivers to see what the public hate most.
Okay.
Probably us, but that's besides the point. Okay, darling, I've got to go back to work. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fran.
Hey, you know, I told Alicia my joke of the day, Pete, but I'll tell you. Man, this guy goes down to the Social Security office, and he gets interviewed to collect his Social Security, so the lady didn't believe he was old enough, so he rips open his shirt and he shows her all his gray chest hair. So he gets home and he says to the wife, you know, I had to show my gray chest hair to get my pension today. The wife says, well, you should have showed him your dick. We'd get disability allowance.
That's a good one.
That is funny. Wow.
So what else have you got coming up in the works? Just the shoot that on next week and that's it?
It's tomorrow. This week. This week's the shoot, and then we're gonna do the calendar next week. Finish that, and then we're just waiting to get some dates for the adult men's magazine for that photo shoot. So once I get that, and I'm really not allowed to say who it's with right now until after the shoot's done.
Uh-huh.
And I can promote the hell out of it then. But hopefully that's going to be sometime in December.
Okay, send me all the info when you get it, and if you want to send some more pictures, I'm sure you'll be in the running for next week, and we can put all that information up there too.
Okay, great. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then if you could just on one of your pages or somewhere, you could put my link to the show. That's how it works.
Yeah, definitely. We'll do that. We'll do that next. When we get back, we're just out right now, so we're actually headed back because I got to get some things done before I leave tomorrow. But I just wanted to call and say hello.
Okay.
And thank you for all the support you guys are giving me. I appreciate that.
No worries. And if you got time Thursday, check back in and we'll see where you're at from then.
Okay, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely call in Thursday. I'll call in about the same time.
That's perfect.
Okay.
And
all right.
You have a safe trip, and I'll be looking forward to delivering those pictures for you.
Okay, thank you so much. All right,
you're welcome.
Thursday. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So what else is going on, Pete? How's your mom doing?
She's not doing too good. She's failing. Her health is really bad, and she just, I don't know, we've been talking about her life insurance policy and stuff, and I don't even want to talk about that with her. And I told her she needs to get her ass back to the doctors because they get her on so much medication and so much of it. She's on too much of one and not enough of another one, and I don't know. She's stubborn like me, you know. I mean, I don't go to the doctors much. Last week when I went, I went. And I waited in the room for about an hour and 10 minutes before my doctor came in. And when he came in, I almost beat him up. I mean, I was pissed. You know,
yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? You know, you make me wait an hour and 10. I hate going to the doctors as it is. And I got to wait an hour and 10 minutes. And he came in the room and he was scared to death. You know, like, scare the guy for some reason. And he came in and I said, Jesus Christ, man, I've been here an hour and 10 minutes. You know, my anxiety's up. Give me something.
Yeah.
So I gave him a break. And I said, you know what, just I need a refill. I don't need another appointment. I ain't coming back here. So I'm not a big fan of the doctors. But my mother needs to go because my dad just died 2 months ago from lung cancer.
Yeah.
He didn't take care of himself. And my mother definitely has her issues. But my brother is doing a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
I did my this is funny. You got to hear this. I did this. I completed my 16-week class tonight, ordered to the court for when I got arrested.
Right.
I came out my last night, and before when I was finishing up my paperwork with them, and the instructor asked me, offered me a job there, me a job at this place, because I did a class there last. I had to do a makeup class last night.
Uh-huh.
So I went there last night from 6 to 8 and was all young kids that had been arrested for OUI, either drugs or drinking, alcohol. And, you know, they all had attitudes and nobody wanted to talk and nobody wanted to be there. So the instructor leaned on me a little bit. And, you know, I say shit like it is. I came right out with it. You know, this is what I did. This is what I got arrested for. This is what I've been through. You know, these are the troubles I've had because of it. And the whole classroom just completely opened up. I had those people crying and everything. And so tonight, after tonight's class, the instructor, and last night actually, she asked me, you know, we would like to offer you a paying position to counsel people to come in and to be a facilitator, a clinician. And I said, I'm really not interested in that. If you need me to come in and sit in once in a while and be the muscle for the class and to get people motivated, I'll do that. But I can't take on a full-time job. I take care of my brother full time, you know, because he's disabled. But, you know, it was funny that they asked me who's, you know, I was ordered there by the court myself, and here they are offering me a full-time job, you know. But they like my style because nobody wanted to talk about what they had done, you know. And I'm very open about my shit. I mean, you know, I tell them who I beat up and who I didn't, you know, what drugs I did, you know, what I did when I was on them. And everybody started opening up about their shit, and they liked it. So, anyway, I don't know. Gino's supposed to go there next week and talk because he's got quite a few, as you know, he has quite a few stories to tell himself. So he's going to be, he's a guest speaker in the class next week, and I'm going to go there with
him. I do the same thing when I go to an AA meeting.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know how it is then, you know, sort of like that. Very similar thing.
It's usually I go back to the back of the room and I grab those two brass handles and I hand them to them so they can sit on their pity pot.
Well, you know, let me tell you something, man. These kids that were in the class last night, they all had attitudes, and it was about 20 people in the class, and I was probably the second oldest person in the class, and it was another guy that was a little bit older than me, and you know, none of them wanted to be there, and I stood up and I said, listen, I'll tell you something right now. You either take this stupid 16-week class or go to prison, because that's what's going to happen to you. Because this state doesn't fuck around when it comes to drunk driving, you know. The judge wanted to put me in jail. He didn't want me to put me in a 16-week class. He told me right to my face. He said, I want to see you in jail. I don't want to put you in this class. You belong in jail. You know, you're a troublemaker, and you know, I'm gonna give you a break and put you in this class. So I was trying to stress that on these young kids. It says, look, you know, you could be behind bars right now. It's either that or sit here for 16 weeks and just suck it up. So after that, they kind of loosened up a little bit, and they got a little bit of scared by that, intimidated by that, you know. But it's true. I mean, Massachusetts is very strict on drunk driving, very strict on everything, anything, you know.
Yeah.
Very strict.
Yeah. If you get nailed again, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, second offense, I'm going to prison. There's no doubt about it. We went over all that in the class. And we watched a video tonight of this guy in Texas. I can't believe the breaks that they give you in Texas. I mean, they don't even consider drunk driving a crime in Texas, basically. They're like, you know, you can drink and drive. You know, you just can't be drunk. You know, and they had this guy that had like 26... For 26 years, he drove without a license, drove drunk, got away with it, got caught 1,000 times, and is still on the street. Killed somebody, you know, vehicular manslaughter, and is still on the street in Texas. And I'm saying to myself, last time I knew, I thought Texas was tougher than that and with their laws, but I guess on OUIs, they're not that tough down there. I know they're tough, I'm not like with drugs and stuff like that. You get caught with drugs. But, you know, as far as drunk driving in Texas, I guess they're not that strict on that. I was surprised. Ohio, though, was another one that was strict. Ohio's a very strict state. You get caught drunk driving in Ohio, you're screwed. You're going to prison. And like I said, Massachusetts here, we got the judge here. They call him Walk 'em Up Laramie. That's the judge's. That's his nickname. And
yeah, the last judge I saw was called Let 'em Walk Whalen.
Yeah, this guy's Lock 'em Up Laramie, and if you go before him for an OUI, even if it's your first offense, he doesn't believe in rehabilitation. He believes in jail time. And I was lucky I didn't get him, but if I had, I wouldn't be talking on the phone right now. I'd be in prison. But anyway, I was trying to just get it through to these kids, these young kids in the class. Hey, man, you know, this is a 16-week class. It's easy. You're only going to be here for an hour and a half, 2 hours at the most. It's either this or you're going to jail, and you're not going to like jail, you know, prison. So they kind of, you know, opened up a little bit, and it's funny because it's funny. My mother got a kick out of it. I told her tonight when I left the class. I said, "Oh, I just finished my last class tonight, Ma, and he offered me a job." And she was laughing. She's like, "Well, you're good at helping people, and you say the truth." I said, "Yeah, maybe I say too much sometimes." And some of these young kids were scared to death of the shit I was telling them, the things I had done. They used to call me the Corona King because I would go when I went out drinking. I would drink Corona, and usually by the end of the night, I would smash one over someone's head or across their face if they mouthed off at me or if they looked at me the wrong way. You know.
Yeah.
They used to call me the Corona King, and you know, Corona's a heavy bottle. And it was stupid to be like that, you know. So anyway.
You know, they're actually made in Chicago too.
What's that?
Coronas are actually made in Chicago.
Oh, are they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I used to drink, and well, we were talking several years ago, though. You know, whenever I went out, I'd have, you know, quite a few Coronas, and like I said, by the end of the night, if somebody looked at me the wrong way or bumped into me, or remember there was a guy in the coat check, and he bumped into me, and he was drunk, and I was drunk, and he says, he told me to move out of his way because he wanted to get his coat, and that his coat was worth more than what I made in a year.
Oh, yeah?
And I says, oh, really? He says, oh, my coat, you know, you don't make it. My coat's probably worth more than what you make in a year. Let me through the line. I got to get my coat. So I had a Corona in my hand. I hit him with it, you know, and he didn't get up. And then security jumped on me. But, you know, you get your assholes. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. I think everybody, you know, certain people deserve a beating, but don't go looking for it. I don't go looking for it anymore.
Yeah, that's what
that shit, you know.
That's what we say. Some people just need a punch in the face.
Yeah, there's actually a bumper sticker. I've seen it. Some people, you know, some you've seen it. Some people deserve to get beat up.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, did you see that stuff that's going on in Australia?
No.
Yeah, they could. They just passed another law, and they're talking with the government now because they plan to adopt it, and it's going to be the toughest organized crime laws in the country.
Yeah.
We can see all the you know, over there they call them bikies, not bikers, but you can see them all.
Australia's ridiculous. Australia's been that way for years. They're tough. They are tough there on bikers, man. I've been following that for years. They are tough.
Yeah.
Australia doesn't want motorcycle clubs there.
They want to shutter the core of the outlaw bikie gangs with the new law, which would make Western Australia's organized crime laws the toughest in the country. You know, it's like for a range of prescribed offenses which may be committed by members, courts would require them to impose at least 2 years imprisonment or 75% of the statutory maximum for the offense, whether it's your first or second or third.
That's ridiculous.
Because they say that everything's based on the basis is on secrecy, high visibility, and fear. And these laws would make people less more likely to be recognized as being a member of a bikie club.
Somebody told me in Canada that I don't know what part of Canada it is. I'm not too familiar with Canada, but you can't wear certain support gear.
No, you can't.
Or you'll get arrested. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. So the club actually... they still sell support gear, but they write it up as something else on the shirt. And, I mean, that's where would you even come up with that? You know, you're wearing a support shirt for a motorcycle club and you get arrested?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. What's the world coming to?
Well, California has that.
Is this
communism
again here, you know? I mean, Germany, I heard, is getting like that, too. Russia's pretty tough on bikers. I remember that in Russia several months ago, there was some mafia kingpin gunned down by a couple of bikers. They had no patch on, nothing, and they automatically blamed it on the Hells Angels. You know, they had no proof, nothing. They just automatically thought it was them because they were the club in the area. It was just it happened to be a couple guys on motorcycles, and they shot this mafia guy down. And right away, you know, the cops turned and they said it was the HA. And it wasn't them. It wasn't them. It was just a couple of shitheads that gunned this guy down on motorcycles. No patch, nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a stereotype, man. You know.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, like, over there, okay, here, this is some of the punishments that they proposed. A breach of control order granted by the Supreme Court will result in up to 2 years in jail for the first offense and 5 years in jail for subsequent. That's number one. Number two is participating in the activities of a criminal organization will become a standalone criminal offense with up to 5 years in jail. Anyone found to be instructing an offense for the benefit of the criminal organization faces up to 20 years, and recruiting members for a declared criminal organization could result to 5 years in jail.
Now they haven't passed this yet, right?
No, it's going.
They're gonna lose, man. That's ridiculous.
If a person allows their premises to be used for any organized crime, they will face up to 2 years in jail and forfeiture of their property.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. So what those guys?
We have to get a pro's opinion on this. Let me click over and call Gino. I'm gonna have him calling with me. Let me call you back in a couple minutes.
Okay.
I got to see what he has to say. He knows all about the Australia thing. Let me call you back in 2 minutes.
All right. While we're waiting for Pete to call back, what we're going to do is, sir, I'm going to play a song in the meantime. I just haven't figured out which one right now. But, yeah, anybody wants to call in, the number's 347-826-7753. See, there's a little blue light on in the corner, so they're listening again today, people. I don't know why, but I don't know what I'm doing wrong that they got to listen in every day or every time we're on the air. But, yeah, I think this one, let's see. Yeah, I think we'll do this one from Johnny Cash. This one's called God's Gonna Cut You Down. Play this real quick, get it out of the way. But this is, you remember that rant I had, that guy's talking to Obama?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. All right, hang on. You'll enjoy this. This is hilarious, but it's actually true. I'm going to put it up in the chat room for people who want to go check out the link, but I'll play it right now, and then we'll bring you and Gino back on.
All right.
Here we go. Oops. Yeah, this is a guy talking to President Obama.
Listen to the government, the United States government.
No, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit. We've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying this. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm fucking, I'm pissed the fuck. I can't. Ah! He's right.
That guy's my hero, man.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
You know who that is? Who is that? Get up, let's get him on the show.
Been trying to get him on the show, man, and I hit a dead end, but I got somebody looking for him.
Yeah, we got to get him on, man. He's good.
Get him on that TV show.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's on something, but he got a lot of good points there.
Yeah.
Man, I've heard that before. I've heard that.
Saying fuck is really hurting the whole thing.
Hey, Gino, we need a professional's opinion now. Phil was talking about the Australia, the laws they're trying to pass against biker clubs, motorcycle clubs.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that's Australia. They can't do that in this country.
I know, but Phil, we told them what they're trying to do. I mean, it's pathetic.
Okay, hold on one second.
The world is pathetic.
You get arrested.
Yeah, that's true. You're right there, Gino. But, no, this is some of the things they want to do, Gino.
If people stand up to that, it ain't going to work. It's just like... When they in Connecticut, they didn't want everyone to wear the helmet. Well, nobody wore the helmet, and they can't arrest the world. They can't arrest all the people. They don't have the money to put all the people away.
You know, out here in California, it's actually cheaper to ride without a helmet. If you get pulled over because you don't have a helmet, $25 fix-it ticket.
You can beat the helmet law because it don't tell you where to put the helmet.
No. But what they're going to do in Canada, Gino, is a breach of control order granted by the Supreme Court will result up to 2 years in jail for the first offense and 5 years for subsequent offenses. Number two is participating in activities of a criminal organization that would become a standalone criminal offense with up to 5 years in jail. Anyone found to be instructing an offense for the benefit of a criminal organization faces up to 20 years in jail. And recruiting members for a declared criminal organization could result up to 5 years in jail. If a person allows their premises to be used for any organized crime, they will face up to 2 years in jail and forfeiture of their property.
That's Australia, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you said Canada. Australia.
No, Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Canada's not behind them, trust me.
Australia has been fighting that shit for years, man. He's right, though. They're going to have to arrest everybody.
They can't.
Well, you know, there's a retired district judge in Australia.
They'll be arresting people from the Christian bike clubs and everything else.
Okay.
It ain't going to hold up in court.
What about the law enforcement clubs that they have out there? I'm sure they have law enforcement motorcycle clubs. They're going to arrest them, too, because they get a patch on?
Probably.
You know? How stupid is that?
Well, you know, there's a, like I was saying, there's a retired district judge. He says the laws are an effective weapon in the government's war because they cannot be fully utilized. He said police cannot even rely on their own criminal intelligence in the search for unexplained wealth because it can only be used for the purpose it was obtained. But they've been seeking the powers that are naturally frustrated when they cannot fully utilize and they cannot continue to deploy significant resources in the area if they are unable to receive or achieve results. You know, it's like this guy in 2009, the Attorney General said, stop the criminal underworld from living the high life that they've all enjoyed from their illegal profits. Really?
Those sound like terrorist threats to me.
Yeah. Well, this is a review, and this is the second blow for the anti-illegal biking package. But last year, that ruled that parts of the illegal association were unconstitutional because, in part, they usurped the court's own judicial functions.
This will be even worse. This ain't going to go in the high court.
No.
Go to the high courts, this is going to get thrown out, too, because they'll be arresting everybody in the country.
Exactly.
I try to think of it. Didn't the slaves go through something like that? Or not the slaves. One of those clubs. One of those. I can't remember which club it was. When the Finks. I know the Finks.
Yeah, it was the Finks.
Yeah, the Finks. I remember that. I remember reading that, following that.
Yeah, you know, because like all the law experts, they're really skeptical about it, because they said that. This is the Attorney General. His name is Christian Porter. He's trying to introduce the toughest anti-bike laws in the country. Just months after similar legislation was scrapped in New South Wales and South Australia, he says the important legal issue lessons have been learned, but the Australian Council for Civil Liberties says the proposed bill will not survive a legal challenge, and the bikies say they'll fight it all the way to the High Court, which they're already doing. They're already on this, like, fleas on shit or on a dog.
Well, let me tell you, say they pass this fucking law.
There'll be a war on police.
Oh, shit. Say they pass this law and you get 30 club members going down the highway and there's one cop sitting there. What's in Australia. What's the one cop going to do? Go after 30 guys on bikes with patches? Try to arrest everybody?
They've done it. They usually try and break in the middle out here.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, because they know the front group's going to stop.
Huh.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
I remember being on Hermes' show last year, and a guy called in, and he had some pretty good information. I can't remember what country it was. It was on Hermes' show. They actually wanted to stop producing motorcycles in a certain country so nobody could ride at all or importing them or whatever, however they got them. I can't remember. I'd have to check. But, I mean, how ridiculous is that? You know, what are they going to do, close down Harley-Davidson eventually here? You know? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What do you think of all that shit, Gino?
What do I think?
It's communism.
We're going to have part of socialism sooner or later anyways.
I'd rather be a socialist than a fucking communist.
Yeah, no, well, that's what communism basically is based on.
No, different.
Right. We all have that. Even the Democrats and Republican parties have a little bit of socialist in it. We have all that stuff.
Yeah, we do.
There's nothing wrong, and, you know, as long as you keep your freedoms and you keep your... you know, keep yourself ahead of everything, you know what I mean? It's not an easy task, what we're going through, you know, because these are, like they say in Christian life, these are the end days. All kinds of weird things are going to be happening. You know what they say? Someday someone's going to be right. You know, they keep on saying, well, the end's this week, the end's next week, the end's... But sooner or later, somebody's going to be right.
You know, have you guys seen that that FBI threat assessment, the emerging trends?
Oh.
Yeah, there's some goofy shit going on there too.
They're a bunch of clowns anyway.
Yeah. Well, they have them categorized. You know, street gangs are criminal organizations formed on the street operating throughout the United States. Prison gangs are criminal organizations that originated within the penal system and operate within correctional facilities throughout the United States. And then they have the OMGs, the 1% are OMGs, and the neighborhood and the local. And they have the maps made out and everything. This is off the FBI site. So they're looking at us, I'm looking at them.
I get a kick out of when the FBI tries to bring the Aryan Brotherhood into court and charge them with crimes, and they're in prison. How can they be committing crimes? I get a kick out of that one. I was watching this documentary on it, and the FBI, they're pulling all the top members of the Aryan Brotherhood into court and trying to charge them with crimes that are being committed outside the prison. How the fuck are they committing crimes outside the prison when they're locked up 24/7? Give me a break. What a joke. They need to find somebody else to go after.
I don't know. If
they say anybody getting out, they pass some messages and shit, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Guy just got out. He's not, unless there's someone to his family member, I don't think he's going to do anything.
Personally, I think they're bored and they get nobody else to go after, so they go after people like the AB and the HA, you know, because they're visible.
Sonny
said it. He said it. They come after us because we're visible.
The HA lose, believe me, everyone's going to be a domino effect in the long run. Watch. That's what makes Hell's Angels ahead of a lot of people. They're always fighting. They're always doing something. They're always committing to the freedom that they need to be, their freedom. So.
Well, if they've survived this long, they're going to survive forever, in my
opinion. The
fight
for it. Ends. It's just like the Cowboys, the Vikings. The Vikings was there for hundreds of thousands of years. But in history, Hell's Angels will be part of history. There'll be no one be able to even come near what Hell's Angels was. So it doesn't even matter. History will always make that type of world, the biker world, Hell's Angels. It's just like when I was a kid, when I was younger and I was riding down the road, I was with another bike club at the time, and I hit this lady ran into me, and I landed up in the back seat of her convertible, and she goes, Hell's Angels, Hell's Angels. I says, lady, I'm with the Slaves Motorcycle Club. I wasn't even a Hell's Angel at the time. And I was with another club, but no matter what you're wearing, they're always a Hell's Angel.
Yeah.
Somebody always says that, and that's the truth. There's nothing you can't get away with. That's what makes them number one. Everyone thinks because they did everything first. The prison runs were done by HA before anybody did it. Pig roast. Halloween parties. Everything is done by HA first.
Yeah, they're the originals, man. They are the originals of everything.
They can't get away from that. They can't say, we're tougher than the Hell's Angels. Yeah, but you know what? That don't mean jack shit.
No.
Tougher. Who's going to be remembered? The rest ain't going to be remembered. Hell's Angels will always be remembered. So.
You got that right.
So... That's
well, the HA in Australia is whatever is real. It's tough, and they'll fight that shit, and they'll win. They ain't gonna get away with that. That's ridiculous.
Then you've got, it might turn a lot of bike clubs to becoming HA because it's been.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just like the Christian bike clubs, Ralph said, you're part of the 2%. I says, no, we're really 1% of the 2% because we're not the CMA. We're like a little groupie, Go with the Lord,
Mm-hmm.
Even though Seed of Abraham's nationwide, we're small compared to all the other Christian bike clubs. But we have our political problems, but you know what? We still got to... we got to walk with the...
Personally, I...
walk in the spirit it is to walk.
Nothing against you or the Christian club, but I wouldn't join a Christian club, man. Couldn't do that. I couldn't. I know. I'd go 1% all the way.
Well, that's good, you know. But it's harder to be a Christian than it is a one man.
I've been to the Christian.
Walking
club,
the 1% world, all you can do is live and die or go to jail. I mean, in a Christian world, you live and die, but you got to do it with class. You got to walk straight. Can't do drugs. Can't drink. You know,
that's why I couldn't be part of it.
I do a little wine though every now and then, especially.
Well, red wine
drunk recently.
No.
Red wine's good for you.
No, never get drunk. You don't want me to drunk.
So what else is going on with you guys, man?
Well, your Facebook there is fine, Gino. I don't know what you were talking about earlier.
I don't know.
Your ex-girlfriend keeps fucking with it.
No, she didn't do anything. It was nothing. She didn't do anything. She's the one that told me it was...
She shouldn't even be on your page, man. I'm getting sick of Facebook anyway, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't like
too many rats on there.
No, too many people knowing everyone's there. I imagine the FBI is looking at Facebook right now.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. They're listening, too.
They're also listening to you talk right now, too.
That's right. They listen to the show.
Well, let them listen. Okay, I'm not saying nothing good. I'm all for being American.
Freedom of speech anyway. We're not threatening anybody.
Hey, I want you to think about it. What did the Arabs ever do that come into this country? What did they ever do for this country? At least the Jewish people wrote songs about America and put their money into it, like all other nationalities, Italian, French, Russian. But what did the Arabs ever do for this country? They go in service and they kill and shoot up our people in the back.
Oh, we know that already.
Yeah. You know, I mean, think about what the Arabs ever done. Why should we have they had the school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, give a holiday to a bunch of Arabs for what? You know, it's because of, but see, that's the American way. We wrote a constitution to say we respect everyone's religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they should respect who we are as Americans. Not go
well, you know, it's just
like
this, you know. Don't ask God to make your life easier. Ask him to make you a stronger person.
You know, look at the Arab that killed his daughter because she was going with a Christian. I mean, come on. You kill your children because they're going. What's religion? Religion is something that has to deal with something inside you. It's your spirit. It has nothing to do with what you're doing outside your... Yeah, you know, they got it all wrong. They got it so wrong, you know, when it's time to open the earth and swallow, believe me, they're going to get swallowed.
The bottom line is the government in this country goes after the wrong people.
Well, yeah, you know, why even go after, I don't want to say anything that...
Why does the government constantly harass biker motorcycle clubs when they should be going after these terrorist motherfuckers, these drug dealers, gang cartels, and it's true, they go after they're an easy target. Let's grab them, you know, they're a motorcycle club. Why don't they go after the big dogs?
Well,
you know,
get rid of the motorcycle clubs. They're going to go after the Christian bikers. Don't you understand what's going on?
Go after all the bikers. Listen, I was at your pig roast, Gino, last year. I was at your Loyal Sons when you were in the Loyal Sons, and some of your brothers were there from Plymouth, and they told me the state police followed them all the way from Plymouth, almost all the way to Wakefield. Was it Wilmington, right? Where your clubhouse is, Wilmington. And eventually they pulled them over, and the state police, you know, was asking about the patches. Now, the Loyal Sons Motorcycle Club, on the bottom rocker says Jesus Christ on the bottom.
Christ.
Yet the state police still said, you're a 1% club, that's a cover-up. That's such bullshit. They are a Christian club, you know. They have a three-piece patch. But it just proves a point. Any patch you put in your back, you're going to get harassed, man.
Yeah, even CMA.
Yeah, I get a kick out of the law enforcement motorcycle clubs that have these badass-looking skull patches and three-piece patches, and, you know, what do they do when they go down the road? Do the cops bother them, you know? They probably do. They probably pull them all over, and then when they realize they're a cop club, they let them go. That's what I'm guessing. I can't stand LEMCs, man.
Yeah.
I can't. Firefighter clubs are all right. It's the cop clubs I can't stand.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I remember when I was a 1%, and I remember the cops saying, "I hate you bikers. This is back in the early 60s, late 60s. And they will never do that. And all of a sudden, now there's all kinds of bike clubs.
We're kidding.
Cops have them, doctors have them. I mean, you know, for a bunch of people who are putting us down for some odd reason, they all got motorcycles and doing what we
How's that saying go, Phil? You used to hate us, now you want to be like us?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's true. And some of the patches, I was looking on this website, there's a shitload of clubs on there. They got LEMCs, they got 1%ers on there. Some of those, the law enforcement clubs, the patch looks more intimidating than the HA patch. I get a kick out of that, you know, like they're trying to intimidate people. And they're cops, you know, what a joke, man, really. What are they going to do, go after themselves if they pass all these laws? You know, oh, I got to take my patch off now. Stupid.
They do that all over, man, with the no colors thing. Everybody's trying to put no colors up nowhere. You know, if people don't move out of it now, you know, all you got to do is let these guys know, hey, you know what, you're breaking the law. You can own the club, whatever, wherever it is, you can own it.
Seems like the past year that the heat has really come down hard on the motorcycle clubs. The past year or two, when I followed it, you know, it was all right for a while, and all of a sudden, bang, boom. Every time you read the news, it's something against the HA or another club or a 1% club, you know, or a patch club. It just seems like it's gotten worse, and they won't let up, you know. But like Gino said, they're gonna be here. The Hell's Angels will always be around. You're not getting rid of them.
Yeah, they'll come.
I could see myself. I'll be 80 years old, and I'll still see them riding down the highway in packs of 20, 30, 40, white lining it, you know, and I'll be like, yeah, go, you know.
But in our time, because we're only going to live between now and 100 years, if we ever get to be 60.
Yeah, I don't think I'll hit 80, but.
But it'd just be like I say, like every generation, every 100 years or so, something they before was the Vikings, the Huns, whatever. All the nationalities, all the groups. Do you know that in the beginning it was Hebrew? The Arabs came in when Ishmael came around. He's the father of all the Arab nations, Ishmael. That makes them half Jewish. So they're killing themselves no matter what. But it was always Greek, Italian, and Jewish, you know?
Hey, Phil, have you seen that new picture that's going around? I've seen it on a few people's pages. It's a picture of there's bikers, a bunch of bikers, and Jesus is crying as they ride. I have to look at the picture again. It's a pretty cool picture. It's like somebody made a point to, like, you know what, I don't want to turn this into a religious discussion, but because it's not as a biker show, but... somebody made a good point.
You just have to pray.
I know. Jesus Christ, if he was alive, would be on a motorcycle. You know.
Yeah.
Him, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
You know, and that's all I have to say about that. We know that's true.
It can be complicated. You know.
Oh, when they arrested me, I told the state police that they're doing the same shit they did to him 1,000 years ago. He just wasn't on a motorcycle. You know? He looked different, he dressed different, he had a different group of friends, and you harassed him. Now you're doing it to me and my friends.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, what happens...
have long hair and tattoos, you know?
Yeah, it's just like this. Whatever happens on the East Coast is going to happen here. Whatever happens here is going to happen there.
It's real strict here, man, I'll tell you. I mean, Massachusetts, Connecticut is really bad on motorcycle clubs. Rhode Island, New York, you know. You even wear a support shirt. Like, we went into Connecticut to go to the casino one time, and my brother and I had support shirts on for the 81. And, you know, not that it's illegal to wear a support shirt in Connecticut, but... the state police were on us, man. They pulled us over. They had us out of the car. I'm like, did we do something wrong, you know? And they gave us a big lecture. And we said, hey, man, we're not going to take our support shirts off for anybody. We're not committing a crime. And they said, well, you're on the same level as that club. And I said, so be it, man, so be it, you know? Let us go if you're not going to arrest us. And they had to. They got nothing. Nothing on us. That was the Connecticut State Police. They're pricks, too. Well, you know all about them, Gino. You know all about the Connecticut State Police. So does my brother. They arrested him. For nothing.
Anytime the state has stopped me, they always... You're still alive?
All right, kid, you're not that guy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were dead. I'll never forget when I come back to my hometown. Stadies all coming, surrounding me, saying, you know, they had a warrant from 2 years ago from another state, which was already gone. And that's the first thing the stadie says, you're still alive.
So you should have seen the reaction when I was in court. Gino came when I got arrested last year in February. The judge, he's like 80 years old. Gino came to every, I got to give you credit there, Gino. He came to almost every single one of my court hearings. And the judge that was hearing Mike, that was trying my case, when Gino came walking in, his head spun around because didn't he? You dealt with him quite a few times, didn't you, Gino? That judge in Fitchburg there.
Yeah, well,
the old guy.
How my son was still.
I mean, he's seen Gino, and he's like, and Gino had his patches on, you know, and he's in a Christian club now. And he had his loyal son's patch on, and the judge did a double take, man. Like, he did, like, a triple take. Like he recognized you right away. I mean, he's been a judge. How long has that guy been a judge? He's getting easier. He needs to retire, man. He's got to be in his 70s.
Yeah, no, he remembers me from the old days, and then my son's no help.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he knows your son.
Yeah, he's doing time now. I wish the kid grow up. You know, doing time sometimes is not what life is about. It's just that you get no other choice.
Maybe no, and you know, it's a lot of people like, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, this guy's a fucking rat. But until you're sitting in that chair and you know and everything's closing around you, some people turn.
When you live in truth and you live to have honor, you land up in jail.
Yeah.
It was just like today. I was in court today with Big Dog, and his wife has been trying to get him for, you know, he paid his alimony, but she was supposed to pay her part, and for 10 years she never did, and they're still blaming him. Oh, where are you bringing her up? But yet, they would give him 35 days if he didn't pay the alimony. So figure that bullshit out.
My brother got 60 days for not paying his.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here they take your license and everything else.
It's all right for the woman to get away with it.
That's because it's Massachusetts, man. You know? That's because it's Massachusetts. As Mel Gibson said in the movie Edge of Darkness, which I just watched again the other night, there's a couple scenes there, and he's meeting up with the guy that's the assassin guy. You know the movie, Gino, Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson. He's sitting there having a glass of wine, this assassin spy guy, whatever he is. And Mel Gibson's a Boston police detective. And he says to the guy, you know, drinking in public's illegal in Massachusetts. And the guy, he's English, he says, everything's illegal in Massachusetts, mate. And Mel Gibson's like, yeah, you're right. Everything is illegal in Massachusetts. It is.
Yeah.
You throw your gum on the ground, you get arrested. You know.
Well, you know, going back to the FBI thing on this National Gang Threat Assessment, the emerging trends. You know that what they're doing is they're coming off the woodwork at all kinds of goofy shit. You know, they have it was derived from the law enforcement intelligence open source information and data collected from the NDIC, including the 2010 National Drug Threat Survey. So they have like 20 groups here that they're all comparing notes, and then they all put their heads together, and whoever wrote this just put it all together and printed it all out. It's crazy. They have maps and data on which state, which ones are worse, the key findings. They have an executive summary, which says gangs continue to commit criminal activity, recruit new members in urban, suburban, and rural regions across the United States, and develop criminal associations that expand their influence over criminal enterprises, particularly street-level drug sales. The most notable trends for 2011 have been the overall increase in gang membership and expansion of criminal street gangs, control of the street-level drug sales, and collaboration with rival gangs and other criminal organizations. Getting crazy.
I love this website, bikernewsnet.net, the opening thing on it says, the Biker News Network, Outlaw Biker World, is neutral ground. Law enforcement officers in Knox are never welcome. I love that, man.
Exactly.
And they have never in capitals.
But they're there.
Yeah, of course they are.
Well, hey, you know, have you guys seen any of the pictures from Afghanistan? I got sent a picture the other day. I put it on the blog. It's a tank. It's an M60 tank rolling through the streets. And right below the doors in the back, it says, support your local Hell's Angels.
Ah, I love it. That's great.
I could tell you some stuff. Okay. We can't say that one. But, hey, you know what? Always remember, go forward.
Yeah.
Stay one step ahead of everybody. And you got to stay a step ahead of the police all the time.
Yeah, no
you do.
Kid.
You do.
It's a game. To them, it's a game. They're getting paid for the game, and we're getting screwed by, we got to fight the game.
You know, I just received yesterday, there's three towns in California that received grants.
What?
Three towns in California just received grants. Modesto, California got $285,000 for a safety grant to conduct driver's license or DUI checkpoints, red light violators, and motorcycle-only checkpoints.
Huh.
And then you go up to Fountain Valley, California, same thing. They received $80,000. It will target motorcycle safety, DUI offenders, running red lights, speeding, and violations which occur at or near intersections with disproportionate amount of traffic collisions. And then you go to Folsom, California. And Folsom, California received $180,000 to do theirs. And they're going to do the same thing. They will target speed and intersection violations, motorcycle-only checkpoints, DUIs, drive without a license.
Huh.
Did you see this thing about the Warlocks president in Florida there? He died?
Well, yeah, but listen to this. The grant funding for all three of these towns, the grant funding will allow three officers from each town to receive specialized training to detect drivers impaired by legal and illegal drugs. The training will provide on-the-spot assessment of drivers and motorcycles. They will have three special motorcycle safety enforcement operations. They say that the motorcyclists drive without a license, without insurance, or the knowledge to handle the bike they're riding.
They're always thinking of something to pick on the bikers for, man.
Yeah, this is going to be over. This will all be over the next 12 months.
Like I said, they need to go after the real criminals.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get them, that's the thing.
No, they can't.
They say, like, oh, yeah, let's go after them, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Let's give the police department some money and go after motorcycle clubs. You know, look at how long it took them to take down Pablo Escobar, you know.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's also overtime money.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know, there's a town here not that far from me called Carlsbad, California. What they did was they went into all their schools, and they changed out all the lights to the new bulbs, which are they're higher intensity but lower the run. They saved $1 million, but they had to pay $450,000 to the company of consultants that went in and told them if they changed all the lights, they'd save $1 million. So they only ended up with $550,000 because they paid the consulting company $450,000 to tell them to change the fucking lights. I'd have done it for half that.
Gino, did you read about that? The Warlock, 51-year-old president of Warlocks in Florida, died Sunday afternoon when his bike struck the rear of a car in Seminole County, Florida Highway Patrol. That's too bad.
Well, you guys heard about that guy that knocked the two people off the bike out here, right?
Listen to this, Phil. They have to add this into the news article, right? Not that I'm taking the side of the Warlocks, but I'm gonna say that they say the 51-year-old prisoner of Warlocks died in his passenger Sunday. And if you go scroll down, it says law enforcement officials refer to the Warlocks as an outlaw or a 1%er motorcycle gang, along with the Hells Angels and Outlaws. I mean, they just have to throw that in there, you know. Give me a break. What the fuck does that have to do with the guy died?
Yeah. Well, you know, have you guys heard of copblock.org?
No, I don't want to hear about it either.
Well, no.
I wouldn't even go on it.
No,
what is
Pete.
The cop site?
No. This is copblock. It's not.
Copblock. I thought you said blog.
No, copblock.org.
I'll have to check it out.
Copblock?
Yeah.
What?
I put the link up in the chat room. But they have the list starts with the police is Penal Code 845, Police Protection Services, failure to provide medical care for prisoners, failure to obtain. These are all the things that these guys are promoting that the cops don't do that they're supposed to do. Prison, jail, or correctional facilities, failure to provide. Those are the most three major ones that these guys, it's called copblock.org, where immunities don't exist, and of course the government always does what it wants anyway. But I put that up in the chat room.
Yeah.
Looks like you get some type of magazine person in the chat room there. What magazine is that? Just curious.
But that's off the chain. He's up north by Northern California. I was egging him on to call in. That's Sean. His name is Sean Harrison.
What is it, Off the Chain magazine?
Yeah, it's Off the Chain.
Oh, never heard of it. I'll have to check it out.
Oh, really? So,
what
I'm
going to do is...
They want you to come next week and speak at that class.
Oh, yeah.
The young kids there, like Monday.
The drunks.
Yeah, tell them, you know, straighten them out a little bit. I've been doing it.
Well, you know, right now, I think it's time for a little Mike P. This one's called Rolling Stone. I'll be right back.
Rolling Stone? I can't stand them. Music sounds the same, every one of them.
I like Keith Richards. I don't like Mick Jagger.
But you guys check this one out. You'll enjoy this one. Called this is by Mike P, the big homie. This one's called Rolling Stone. right, guys. See. Yeah, I got one more. This one's my Mike P2. This one's called One Percenter.
It's that Harley Boy Mike P. And they say I represent the 1% of the bad biker community. And I just represent real. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control. Jump on your bike and let's roll. Fuck the 5-0, we out of control.
Another one by Mike P. This one's called All My Hits. Be back in a minute.
It's Mike P. It's Dr. Poe. It's that real hood music, man. And this is our single.
You know they safe up in our head, so
turn it up.
Trying to explain to him about the music, you know, because he's an older guy. He says he likes it, but he doesn't know what they're singing about. I said they're singing about motorcycle clubs, man. The guy that sings that is a member, you know. He goes, "Oh yeah, I know who he is now." Took him a few minutes, and then he just, then I heard quit, and then nothing gone.
Yeah, I heard that.
I kept clicking over. He kept clicking over and clicking back, and then my brother went to say hello to him. I clicked over. My brother went to say hello to him, and he hung up on us.
Wow.
It's not all
yeah,
good.
It's, you know,
good guy, though.
It's music for the ages, man. It'll
yeah,
be around.
I'll let you know. You and I, you know, I like Mike P. I like his stuff. But Gino,
yeah.
You know, he likes to, he's like my mother's age. He likes, he likes doo-wop and shit, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll see. I should see him Sunday. Rusty's open house.
Oh, yeah, Rusty.
Yeah.
Gotta get Rusty
and then,
to come over to the East Coast and do some gigs over here, man.
Yeah, and then the toy run at the clubhouse is on December 4th.
Cool. Already,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just chatting here with Sean from Off the Chain magazine. He's I don't know if I can put this out, but he's gonna go digital in 2012, and then he says he wants to call in when he gets things more sorted out, but so he can give the current rundown. But he says thanks for helping him. But that's what it's all about. He's got my links up in his. And I have to apologize to him. I can't get to his chat room all the time or his blog. It's just there's too many things going on, and usually when I get home, there's anywhere from 100 to 120 emails. Sometimes
what kind of magazine is that? A motorcycle magazine?
Yeah, if you just type in, if he says the digital magazine is going to reach the world and it will be pretty badass, you can get it on your iPhone, Android, and your PC, which is the way I'm going right now. Everybody can get my show on any device. Which it works out, and I hope he sends me the new links to that, because right now, we've got, let's see. We got Denmark, Switzerland, New Zealand, United Kingdom, France, Russia. Russia, we went up 200 people in Russia.
Yeah, my Russian brothers, man.
Australia, Germany, Canada, the United States, of course.
Well,
South
like
Korea.
When Russia listens.
Yeah, we got South Korea, France, Brazil, Denmark. We've got Poland, India, Hong Kong, Uruguay, Belgium. We're hitting up all over the world, man.
So I'm in this class yesterday, Phil, and they were talking about Massachusetts first time. OUI offenders, they're talking about installing one of those things that you'd have to take a breathalyzer. You put it, they install it in your car, and you have to take a breathalyzer before you can drive. And if you fail the breathalyzer, your car won't start. You ever hear of that before?
Yeah. They
okay, now,
on.
It was my point. Here's the point I brought up. I said, okay, I ride a motorcycle. How's it going to work there? You're going to put one of those on a motorcycle? And the girl's sitting in the back, and he says, so do I. I ride too. I don't drive a car. I ride a motorcycle. Obviously, I drive a car, too, but I was making a point. I says, what are you going to do if all you operate is a motorcycle? They're going to put one of those on your motorcycle? You're going to do a breathalyzer on your motorcycle? Your bike won't start? All you'll do is roll down a hill. You know? Oh, boy, I tell you. I got to move the hell out of this state, man.
You're gonna have fun when they change it to when everything goes ABS. They don't work too good unless the bike's running.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But nah, Sean, that's a real good magazine Sean's got there, man. You can see all kinds of stuff in there. And
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, he checks out with the Suns and everything else too every once in a while.
Have you talked to your friend there, the actor from Australia, speaking of Australia? Andy? Yeah.
He had some surgeries. He went up, and just to let everybody know, Brenda Fox is still going through some kind of surgeries. And if you check out her, website, she's trying to raise some cash. So she's got all kinds of things that she's taking donations on.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, his digital playground is going to have, you know, he's going to have the local hotties. Racing here in NorCal, NASCAR, MotoGP, club events.
I was watching a movie, and his son was in another movie. His son was in it. Andy's son was in it. It made me think of him. I remember the time that he was on. Last time he was on your show was a while. It's been a while. But I remember he spoke for a few minutes there. Nice guy. Right. And I was just watching a movie about a week ago, and his son was in it. Such a talented kid, for being so young, his son, you know.
Yeah, that was, in fact, the night he called in, he was at the premiere for that movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm like, wow. This kid's, he did The Road with Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
A couple horror movies.
His daughter's on that show on HBO. She's in that show Hung.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
She plays the guy's daughter.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice.
And then we're supposed to have some people from the show down there this weekend too. So I have a lot of pictures go up Monday or Sunday night.
Once my probation's over with, man, I'm coming to California.
Hey, no worries. Come on out.
Yeah, we're gonna rent an RV and just go leave for a month. You know.
Uh huh.
My brother and I, and we might take one or two other people with us, and we're just gonna go cross country and end up in California.
Uh-huh.
I can't go anywhere right now, obviously, because I'm on probation, but that's up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, shit, you only live once, you know. Something I always wanted to do. I'm not going to go down south. I'm going to just go right across, you know.
Yeah.
Some of my friends in the Midwest and then end up over in California and see all. Most of my friends live in California anyway, so
mm-hmm.
I want to do that. And I can't do anything until after January, unfortunately. Oh, I'll get arrested.
and Sean's got some other things going on with legal matters, and he wants to share it. He's going to share it on his blog as well as mine and the other legal issues facing bikers. But the most part is we got to try and stop these guys getting from all those grants. Basically, every one of them says motorcycle safety checkpoint. Every one of them. You know, there's a. I had a guy on a few weeks ago. He's got a. It's called a pocket attorney, and you can, if you get pulled over, or whatever, you can click on these guys, and they talk to the cops for you. It's on the blog. It's called the pocket attorney app, but you can download it to your phone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the magazine right now online.
Yeah, Sean, I'll send me an email and I'll send you the guy's link and you can call. I'll give you his phone number. You can call him up. He answers the phone any time of the day. But it's crazy, man. There's all kinds of goofy shit going on around here. You know, I just got a thing in today, and this is by the San Diego Confederation of Clubs. But it's this Sunday, noon till, and the bad problem is I got this too late because I'm already committed somewhere else. If there's anything to do with the vets, I'm there. But it's going to be the Wounded Warrior Run. It's Sunday, November 20th. San Diego from Confederation of Clubs is sponsoring this, and it's going to be at the Flying Leathernecks Museum at 4203 Anderson in San Diego. The donation is $10 per person, but it includes food, fun, and the proceeds go to the Wounded Warrior Program. So it's just like I suggest everybody too, you know, meet at your VFW American Legion halls and ride together if possible. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. But the museum itself, the Leatherneck Museum, is down. It's on Miramar Road. It's off the from 115. You got to go west 1.3 miles and turn left into the parking lot. From the 805, you proceed east for 3.9 miles and turn right into the parking lot. And all you got to do is just look for the flags, Marine Corps and the American flag on the fence. You'll know right where to turn. That's the flyer I received today from these guys. And I try and help them out whenever I can, too. But we're down to the last 4 minutes. So what I'm going to do, Pete, is I'm going to close this out here with a song. This one's called Mike P the Big Homie. This one's Zed's Dead, Harley Boy.
All right, see you Thursday, man. Thanks for having me on.
And no worries. And call in a little sooner on Thursday because we're going to have some things going on and I want your input on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll send you a message later.
All right, cool.
And everybody that's in the chat room, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out. I hope I was able to entertain everybody.
And I hope you all come back. But this one is called, it's by Mike P. It's called Zed's Dead. And I'll talk to everybody Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night. Be safe. Rubber side down.
The chopper, baby.
The chopper is
Zed.
Who's Zed?
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Mike P. Real hood music. Something for them Harley boys. I see you guys out there rolling them packs.
Hit the gas, do a wheelie, let's crash. We'd rather live, homie, and we ride too fast. Vest on my chest, patch on my back. Stash fire on my bike just to hold my strap. Bullet wounds in my vest from the last attack. We some boss hogs, big dogs, rolling on big hogs. Five R's, low cars, rolling deep, rolling on. Our rims stay shining like some uncut diamonds. Harley boy, homie, and I'll never stop grinding. Steady, my fit, coming from Cali. And I keep the tires talking from Jacob to the Valley. Jump up on your Harley boy. Pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Jump up on your Harley boy. Harley boy. Pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Beam up, white tees, tickies and black gloves. You ain't from a club, then there ain't no love. The patch on my back shows you where I'm from. S.A.'s white boys, black homies with the baggers. You wanna rock fast, watch out for them draggers. Hanging out trying to show they colors, but you can't hang with me and my brothers. We way too strong, once again it's on. We hear you talking, it's the same old song. You can't break our bone, we've been around too long. When we enter the house, you better ring the alarm. 13 inch razors got me stretching my arm. Jump up on your Harley boy. Jump up on your Harley boy. Pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Jump up on your Harley boy. On your Harley boy, pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Old school, new school, tattoos way cool. I'm down to ride in rain or shine. Everybody on their bikes, FX on Dynaglide. I'm never gonna hide, I got too much pride. 100% on that woman's side. Baby girl on the back, and she better hold on. Cause when I hit that gas, I'ma get my roll on. Candy paint on my tank, look, it's so damn cool. Jump up on your Harley boy. On your Harley boy, pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Jump up on your Harley boy. Jump up on your Harley boy. Pop the clutch, hit the gas, let the engine boom. I'm bad to the bone. Peace. Everybody get on them Harley Davidsons, homie. The baggers, the dressers, the diners, guys.
All right, good night, everybody. Talk to you Thursday. Bye-bye.